Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Oh, hello everyone and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. So I want to talk today about choosing a life that feels good to you, creating a life that is more you. And here's why I want to talk about this, okay? I've had kind of like the same topic hitting me over and over in different areas of my life. And it's all around creating your own life. Okay, so it started out, first of all, with a friend of mine whose kids have gone off to college and her husband is like a golfing guy. And so he's always gone. And she kind of feels like an empty nester, right? What am I supposed to do with my time, with my energy? Like, who am I? What do I love? Then a few days after that, I was coaching a generator client, and the generator client had this same thing happen, where we all know that generators and manifesting generators make up around 80% of the planet or so. And well, it's more like around 72, 73, 75%, something like that. So with knowing that, right, that generators and manifesting generators make up the majority of the planet, we know that means that the majority of the planet operates using their defined sacral center. Okay. And so what does that mean? That means the majority of us are using our sacral center to guide us in our life, literally to be like, am I excited by this or not? Am I excited by this or not? Literally, that's how we're moving through life, okay? To kind of create a life that we love. Now, so many of us, like my generator client, and then like my friend who's an empty nester now, have gone so incredibly long in our life where we have sacrificed, given up, you know, our interests for the interest of our better, you know, our other half or our better half and or our kids, really just like everything that is happening in our life has to do with our children and their hobbies and everything that they have going on. Or maybe you're just a workaholic and you don't have kids and you're not with anybody, but you just love working and that's all you do. And there's not much of a social life there. It's like this general theme that I'm seeing where people generally don't know what they love. Okay, so my generator client really was feeling like, what do I love in my life? Like, what am I interested in? And it was taking a while to kind of pull back those onion layers to be like, okay, like, what are you interested in? Like, what do you love in your life? And what I was realizing is that as human beings, you know, we are generally people who create a life, especially women, in my opinion, women that I see, create a life where the majority of their life exists outside of themselves. Meaning that like the majority of their life is not even what they're interested in. It's not even what they would prefer to be doing. It's mostly what other people are wanting them to do or needing them to do for them. And there's this general, any generator or manifesting generator with that defined sacral, the lowest expression of their life is energetic enslavement, which is, you know, really just living a life for other people and using your sacral energy on people, places, and things that don't add up. Right? Like don't actually make you feel great and aren't elevating your life in any kind of way. So there's this already this feeling out there of, you know, a lot of people, and you don't have to be a generator or an MG to be energetically enslaved in your life. It can be anybody. I see it in all levels. It doesn't matter if you're a projector, a reflector, or a manifester. So it really just goes back to the fact that many of us are wearing many different hats for many different people, right? So there's like already these roles that we're having to fill in our life. So this whole idea around creating a life that's more you is about pulling your energy back from those places that are not serving you. Okay, so it's about pulling your energy back from the PTA meeting, pulling your energy back from the work office job, pulling your energy back from the cousin's kids that you always end up watching. It's pulling your energy back from all of the places that are not serving you in terms of generating more energy in your body, like you actually are enjoying what you're doing and you're excited about what you're doing. And like I mentioned, many of us are wearing many different hats, so that's understandable. Like we have to be, you know, show up and be a mom, show up and be a dad. We have to a lot of times show up and, you know, be the president of the school or whatever, like whatever your profession is. There's always something. There's a thing in our life that's always making us responsible to something. So I totally get that. But we have to show up for everyone in our own like unique way, right? Where it's just like more of this like autonomy with just saying like, maybe I'm not totally into that, right? And so I'm glad that you're into it, but I'm not into it. So I'm going to kind of like honor the fact that you are doing this thing, but I'm going to pull my energy back and I'm going to create more energetic space in my life for what do I love in my life? Okay, like starting there even, if you don't know what makes you you, if you are somebody who feels lost in your life, like you don't really know, what do you love in your life? Who am I? Like, what are my interests? Like, what do I desire? It's about pulling your energy back and just starting with even asking the universe. Okay, like literally putting it up to God and being like, where, you know, I recently created this mantra for myself, which was, I'm like, show me the highest expression, energetic expression of my life. Show me the highest energetic expression of my life. Like, what is that? You know, because there's a lot of labels I have, you know, human design reader, podcaster, mom, you know, partner, and all these different things. But it's like, you know, we can cloud ourselves, cloud our vision, our awareness, even our manifestations with the things that we think we're supposed to be, the things that we think we're supposed to show up as this. And so let's just create our manifestations based off of a better version of that. And it's like, but is that really us to begin with, right? Like starting to actually question ourselves. Like I actually told the universe, I'm like, I know that there's much, I'm sure, that I don't even see as like in my realm because I've never seen it before. You know, how do I know the highest energetic expression of my life? And I haven't seen everything. Like I've seen a lot, like thanks to the internet, you know, in terms of like Instagram life and all that kind of stuff and, you know, cool shows and travel shows and stuff. I've seen things where I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Like I would love that. I would love to go there. I would love to check that out. But at the end of the day, what is the highest energetic expression of the way that I'm here to do my day-to-day life? And I love that question. And I love that almost kind of like affirming to the universe, like show me what that would be for myself. And really just allowing yourself to ponder about the fact of what would happen if I imagined a life where every second of every day I was doing what I wanted to do. What would that look like for you? And it's hard to do, right? Because there's so much responsibility a lot of times in life. There's a lot of things that we would like to do, but maybe we don't have the funds right now for them or something like that. Or it could just be that like we want to get our to this other place, you know, within our spiritual business, whatever. But it's like, gosh, like, how do I do that? Like, how do I become resourced enough to get there, right? So with all of that, it's truly about allowing yourself to imagine a life where every second of every day was doing what you wanted to do and really starting there. And what I was talking to my friend about, the empty nester, was I told her, I said, well, I feel like it's really helpful to really start by mentally erasing everyone from your life. And I know that sounds kind of scary at first, where it's like, oh my gosh, like what? Like, I couldn't imagine my life without, you know, my partner or my girlfriend or my job or whatever. But it's like, you have to imagine a blank slate first. Like, if you had no obligations, is the word that I want to say. If you had no other obligations outside of yourself, what would you be doing every weekend? Like, would you get up and what would you do? Right? It's like starting there. Like, man, I've always wanted to be that like farmer's market girl, you know, like getting up early enough to like actually make it to the farmer's market. And that kind of seems cool. And I wish I could do that. So it's like, okay, well, cool. You want to make it to a farmer's market. Got it. So that's one. What else? Well, I've always wanted to, you know, go to a Pilates class and maybe do a cold plunge and do a salt room and stuff and really do like a health day for myself, right? Where it's like a spiritual health day for myself. But I've always had all these other obligations, so I couldn't do it. Okay, well, let's add that. Let's add that to that creation of like creating a life that's more you. And not just everything, everybody else's desires on over, like masking and overriding your desires in your life. And so really starting there and starting to look at what would your day-to-day life look like? Would you make that pottery class? Like, would you make that pole dancing class? Like, I don't know. Like, what would you make happen in your life where you're like, oh my God, like, if I didn't have all this other shit I had to do, I would totally go and do that. Like, why can't we start there? And why can't we start by putting our foot down and being like, no, I'm gonna go. Like, I love you all. Thank you so much. But like, mom is going here next weekend. Bye. You know, I'm going antiquing in like the suburbs of Illinois. I've always wanted to do that, let's say. Not me, but I'm just saying. Like, and then, but you never felt like you could because then you have to take all the kids and blah, blah, blah. And like, no, you're staying here. Someone's gonna watch you and I'm leaving. Like, it's about taking back control of your day-to-day life in your weekend and like who you are and allowing yourself to be a little bit more selfish in your life and saying like, no, like what does make me happy? We need all of our generators, manifesting generators, living a life that's more like popping open that sacral, like, yes, like generating more energy in that sacral, getting it to where you're living your everyday life and you are generating more energy. And it's so important. Why? Because as you are generating more energy, you are then, that energy is going out of your aura into the aura fields of other people. And it's making other people feel like, what do I love in my life? Is a huge part of why we're here is to be that force, is to be that energy. Here's why I think it's super important too, is because I just feel like a lot of people, like I've seen this, you know, I don't know if you've ever watched those like afterlife shows where they show people like deathbed confessions and like all that kind of stuff. And the majority of people wish that they would have taken more time to do what they wanted to do with their life, you know, rather than sacrificing so much of their life because they think that's what gives them value. And it's like a huge part of people's life to realize like, no, like just because you're overdoing it for people and you're sacrificing so much of yourself doesn't make you more valuable. It just does not. And it's more about this greater understanding of the more I can create a life that's more me, that's more what I'm into, what I enjoy doing in my life, from that space, I can really start to manifest something beautiful. You know, I can really start to create a life where I feel like, yes, like this feels so good to me. And when you're in that space, you are a magnet. Like when you're being more enlightenedly selfish within your life, when you're doing more of what you love, you are a magnet to creating, to manifesting more of like what it is that you actually want to create in your life. Now, I'm not saying just throw everything, you know, the baby out with the bathwater and be like, no, like I'm never going to like help, you know, my sister with her kids ever again. It's not about that, because eventually you're going to miss them and it's going to be like, shoot, like, I wish I can see them more often or something like that. So it's not that. It's more of creating more space in your life. And sometimes it's really interesting, because with my friend that's an empty nester now, and then also with a client who was having a hard time figuring out what does she love in her life, generator client, with both of them, they were able to access it differently. One of them was by zooming out, right? Like totally on their life, being like, okay, this is my life right now. Where do I need it to be, you know, by the end of 2025? Where do I need it to be by the time 5 years from now, where do I need to be? And, you know, or zooming in, like, what do I hate about my day-to-day life? Like, what is it about my day-to-day life that I'm just like, ugh, like, I can't fucking stand this part. And I got to do something to change it. So it worked differently for both of them. Okay, so it's just like one had to zoom all the way out, get a big picture. And then the other one, it was more of just like that day-to-day life, kind of micromanaging that aspect. And then going from there to kind of like zoom out and see what that would look like on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, and so on. So this is a shorter episode, but I just felt very called to talk about this in terms of creating a life that's more you. Okay, and that comes back to you bringing that energy back to yourself and being like, okay, what do I love in my life? What am I interested in? What makes me excited? What doesn't make me excited? For some of you, you might have to go back and kind of like look at your, when's the last time you were truly happy? Like, when's the last time that you were doing things that were like, oh my God, my, like, this is the best shit ever. I fucking love this. And kind of start there and be like, how can I pull some of that energy back into my life? Because that felt so good. I loved it. It's totally me. And how can I create more of that? Like, how can I generate more of that in my life? So I invite you to do this. To take a look at your life, create more of a life that's you. So what are you excited about? What do you see yourself doing? You know, when you're 10 years from now looking back, what are you going to kick yourself about if you didn't do it? If you didn't do that thing, like, what are you going to be like, kick yourself and be like, oh my God, like, I cannot believe I like didn't whatever go on that trip to Italy, or I didn't, you know, go and do that public speaking event like I wanted to do that. What are those things for you? And create a list. Right? Like, write them out. Like, what do I love in my life? What am I interested in? It takes coming back to the core of who you are to really start to pull this information in order to have clarity on what do I love? What am I interested in? And start to do that for yourself, little by little. Okay, creating daily practices. The woman who is the generator client, I told her, I was like, okay, so also too about like spiritual, like let's say just a routine. Like, what's a routine that you love? Okay, well, I love, you know, making my tea really special in the morning and then going and meditating. Okay, how can we make sure that you like are doing that every single day? Because just by you making sure that that's you, that feels so good, you can do more of it. And it's like you're creating a practice and then you're like habit stacking that practice. And then before you know it, it's just like you're non-negotiable. It's like brushing your teeth. Like, you have to do it. So I invite you into this and start to look at what part of your life is not you. Okay, you might need to start there. You might need to look at your life and be like, what the F? Like, that is so not me. Like, I'm so not interested in whatever. And that's not my life. Or what is so you, where you're just like, oh my gosh, yes. Like, that feels so good to me. I want more of that. And how can you start to create more of a life of soul yeses versus soul knows? Okay, so that requires taking that energetic inventory that I talk to generators and MGs so much about. It's a life of taking energetic inventory, like what feels good to me, what's a soul yes, what's a soul no, and really knowing what that is for you, and start to call your energy back from the places that don't really feel that good to you and start creating that energetic space for something new to come in. Because just remember, the way the divine works with you, with all of us, is it's constantly sending us things that it thinks that we love. And we're just here to be like, do we love that? Are we interested in that? But if we're busy our entire lives and really leaking our energy on all of these people, places, and things that don't add up, they're not even what we enjoy in our life, that's a huge red flag. It's an energetic red flag to be like, no. Like, this is doesn't feel good to my energy. So, like, where can I call my energy back from these places and really start to use what I enjoy as, like, these breadcrumbs that are leading me to what I actually, my purpose in my life? And how can I really start to get on that path and go on that journey of exploration to know what it is that I love? What do I love in my life? What does light me up on a soul level? Right? Because that's the other thing I want to add here is there's lots of things you could think you desire. It can be an entire bag of Oreos, right? Like, I desire that bag. Now, listen, I think it's more of a like soul joy. Okay. So like for us, it's more like generators and manifesting generators specifically. It's more of like what feels like it makes you feel like you almost want to stand up and walk toward it. Like that's a, like a joy on a soul level. Like, feels so good from the inside. And maybe that is, you know, Oreos, but it won't be for long. Okay. Like nobody's going to want that every single day before you're going to want something substantial to eat. So really you can trust it. You can trust what do I feel excited about or not, and really allow yourself to be guided by that every single second of every single day, as much as possible, and start to create a life that is more you. Sending you all so much love. I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Sending you all so much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.